I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Every child, no matter their stripe or stature, deserves equal access to a quality education. California Attorney General Javier Becerra said while almost everyone agrees with that ideal,
what we say isn't always what we do. And certainly, it's not what the Sausalito Marin City School District did when it chose to segregate its students.
Becerra said their investigation found for years the district has been racially segregating the Bayside MLK Academy. For example, he says the former school board terminated math, science, and English programs at the school, which enrolls primarily students of color. But Becerra announced Friday they've reached a settlement with the school district to end those practices.
Because without equal access to education, there cannot be equal opportunity for success.
The measures include developing a plan to attract a more diverse student body and even paying for college for 2 years for any affected students. But the plan is not universally supported. Some parents at the nearby Willow Creek Academy were concerned the settlement would take funding away from their public charter school. Gina Riso has two students at Willow Creek.
We're doing something right, and we just keep getting penalized for it.
This marks the first time in 5 decades that the state has had to take action to force a district to desegregate. In Sausalito, Matt Bigler, KCBS.